Eurodesk Ambassadors panel is quite unique project managed by Eurodesk Ireland and Largas. And it's created for young people aged 18 to 30 years old who are interested in European stuff or who took part in one of the European mobility opportunities, such as traveling or studying abroad or taking part in European Solidarity Corps. So basically, this is the project that we created to give the young people chance to have their voice heard about the important topics. I think it's very crucial at the moment after the pandemic, when we're all struggling with restrictions and what we can do and what we can't do, to provide the reliable information to young people about what is available to them. So that's why the group is for. So obviously we're open to everyone to join the panel, but we're putting like a lot of attention on people who are very good communicator, who are enthusiastic about, you know, talking about stuff, who are not afraid to talk with other people, who are good team players, and most importantly, who are interested in the European Union matters. And it's not only like in political context, it's in general what I can do, what is available to me, what it means to be active citizen, you know, in the European Union. From our side, we offer a lot of support from the Eurodesk multipliers. We offer trainings depending on the needs of the group, because group is evolving all the time, dynamics changes. So depending on who is in the group at the moment, we're open to help and support.
Yeah, so that's it. You don't have to come in here with the full raft of knowledge, but you need to have that interest and a certain level of knowledge, but you won't be left alone. There's training and upskilling and all that kind of stuff, or whatever is required to support the right candidates.
Absolutely. And the main tasks for ambassadors are to spread information, just a good, reliable information, provide feedback sometimes from time to time on our materials that are prepared for young people, and create the youth-friendly content. So we're talking about presence on social media, being available to other young people, sometimes taking part in regional events like Time to Move or any other event, promoting the European mobility opportunities.
And is this a full-time situation? Is it paid? You know, like, does it require people to have their own vehicle? Like, what kind of, what's the details in relation to that stuff?
Okay, so definitely it's not a full-time situation. It's it requires being able to meet roughly once a month over the Zoom, because obviously the situation is what it is right now. In the event of travel, Eurodesk Ireland is covering the cost of travel. Also, it's not paid, it's voluntary work, but it comes with some kind of prestige. So I believe that after being involved in the panel, you just come with good references and something to put into your CV as well.
Now, you have to be between 18 and 30 years old. Now, there was a time where I was close to these upper age limits and it used to upset me, but now I'm so far past it. I'm so far past it now, it no longer even irks me. But
you're not only one, Greg. You're not only one.
But ideally, the candidate's 18 to 30.
Yes, absolutely. And happy to share information with other young people. That's what we need most at this difficult time right now.
Right. And the are you still sending young people to places in Europe and still receiving them? Obviously, that must have been put on hold. When is that part of this project resuming?
So unfortunately, as you said, during pandemic, everything stopped. There was a lot of difficulties with COVID restrictions and traveling, as we all know. At the moment, Donegal Youth Service is still sending people abroad, but we don't have the running project to host people. But we're working on it and we hope we'll be back in next year. But at the same time, I would like to add that no matter what's happening outside, we are open. We're back open and operating. So if any young person has any question, Donegal Youth Service and Youth Information Center are open. So you just drop in, ask the question, and ta-da, here we are, ready to answer.
Have you sort of had an opportunity to assess through your role as the working with the youth, you know, how the last 18 months or 2 years has affected them. You know, I think obviously some will have suffered greatly, but a lot of our young people are very resilient too and have been very adaptive. And I think they've actually been really, really amazing through all of this. Some of them only going out and seeing a band in a bar for the first time ever, you know, and never really complained too much about it, lots of them. So I think our young people are amazing. But have you any observations, you know, in your interactions with youth over the last 18 months and perhaps even more latterly as we come out of this?
So absolutely, yeah, the last 18 months were crazy for everyone, and adults and especially young people. Our observation in Donegal Youth Service is that a lot of mental health related issues appeared, and that applies to adults and young people. The problem is that young people don't necessarily know how to deal with mental health stuff, you know. That's why we're here. But another observation in context of the European stuff and the Brexit and everything that has happened in the last 2 years.
I forgot about that.
Absolutely. Just young people don't know what they can do, you know, what is still available. Can I go abroad or not? What about studying? What about working? What about just taking the gap year and having some experience in other European countries? So I think that's where we are at the moment. Mm. We just need to provide the information.
So it's important, is it? To not let what we've gone through dampen their ambition, or you know, for them to believe the opportunities aren't there. It's about sort of enthusing them and saying, look, okay, we're getting through this now. This is what you can do. You know, don't feel like sort of almost institutionalized in lockdown, which a lot of us feel, I think.
Exactly. And the very important message is that, you know, youth workers are still here. We've been there over the 18 months. We've been working online. Now we're back in a kind of face-to-face interaction with young people, which is amazing. And, you know, after 18 years, sometimes I don't recognize people anymore because
18
they
months.
Grew up.
18 months.
Yes,
18
months.
18
that's
years.
A long time. But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. There's so much change. All of us. But you look the same as the last time I spoke to you, so...
There Thank you, you very much.
Okay.
I take it as a compliment.
That's perfectly fine. That's how it was intended. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. If people want more information, by the way, about how they might become a Eurodesk ambassador, part of the role is to spread information about Eurodesk and European mobility opportunities, provide feedback on their informative materials, create youth-friendly content on online platforms, that's your videos, your articles, and your blogs, and it will not cost you anything. And it will perhaps even maybe help you grow and enrich. You have to be between 18 and 30 years of age. Training is given, but there is some basic information, which is available from where? Where can people find out more information, Katarzyna?
So they can contact me directly, which might be a little bit tricky taking into consideration my name and surname. But the best option is to check our social media at Yeek Letterkenny, and all the information is available over there. People can also call Donegal Youth Service and ask for Kasia, for myself, and I'm happy to arrange the meeting and tell something more about the role. And just one important thing, the deadline is the 12th of September.
So get on it.
There's still a lot of time. Yeah.